Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Rogers. Felicia Rogers, Data Services, 11/14/2022. Date of birth, 7/11/61. And data service, once again, 11/14/2022. Patient reports that she's suffering from severe anxiety and headaches, which are front and the back, as well as she has a severe pain in the chest on the right side and pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, and lower back on the right side, involving the buttock on the right side as well as the right leg. All of these pains are reported to be between 7 to 8, and they are affecting her sleep. She has severe anxiety. Some days are good, some days are bad. She had to put some of these symptoms to a motor vehicle accident that occurred in 2011, and she believes that she has a lifetime coverage from that. At this time, her ADLs are significantly affected to the tune of 8, especially occupying general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She does report a 40% improvement with the help of a therapy and chiropractic treatment and health home exercise. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych only anxiety is reported. The headaches are very mild. They are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vomiting, nausea, vision problem, balance problem, memory problem, confusion, disorientation, none of them. And in the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back and mid back, upper back, and the neck area towards the right side as well as right shoulder. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling are reported, none of them. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, you can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level at this time, and it remains the same. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization are reported. No other trauma, no weight loss. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none, is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 184/102. Pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam comes from the first visit of 10/24/2022. Dictation number 1027-008. Please type the general review, musculoskeleton, extremities examination only. And the diagnoses are the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is ordered an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine to identify the pathologist and know that MRIs have been ordered. She is running a high blood pressure. She is referred to a PCP, Dr. Foster. She is also being referred to Dr. Chiropractor. And physical therapy is being ordered. And she is seeing Mr. and a psychiatry has been ordered.